Hello.
Hi, my name is Drew. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
This is she.
How can I help you today?
Yes, I was on the internet. I was trying to get to my claimant portal, but it keeps saying that I'm giving the wrong information, and I noticed the correct information.
Okay, and did you log in through Google, Apple, or Microsoft?
Google.
Okay, and then when it got to the portal, the actual login, it asked for your social and a PIN number.
Yes.
When was the last time that you filed a weekly certification?
Probably in May.
Okay, so that might be why it's saying that you cannot get in. So why are you trying to reach your claimant portal?
So that I can print my 1099 form off, because it came to my old address and I had forgot to change my address on my unemployment.
All right, so
And
instead
so
of
I was
going through your
busy.
claimant portal, there's another way you can also access your 1099 form.
Okay.
So what you'll do is you'll go to labor.alabama.gov
Okay.
and
Labor.
you'll scroll all the way to the bottom, and there's going to be a red scrolling box, and it's going to say Need to Know 2021 1099G.
Yes, I would now.
It's going to say Need
Okay,
to Know.
I'll take it. Yes.
And then in there it's going to say 1099s are available online here, and the word here is going to be underlined. So you're going to click on it. You're going to leave your tax here alone. You're going to enter your social.
For my what now?
You're going to enter your social security number.
For the user ID?
No, sir. No, ma'am. It should say electronic 1099-G disclaimer.
Let me click on here and see. It says eGov user registration, so will I have to register first?
No, ma'am, you shouldn't. So did you click the word here? Did you click here instead of did you click claimant portal instead of clicking the word here?
No, I clicked here.
It shouldn't.
Okay, here you go. So I'll put my social in.
And then you're going to use your date of birth and your zip code, and it's going to be the zip code that we have on file, which will be your old zip code.
The three, is it 35903 that you have on file?
And what is your social security number?
418-195159.
Can I get you to confirm the first and last name?
Andrea Cook,
Your date of birth?
4/12/1984.
And your mother's maiden name?
Tommy Jones.
I have 35903.
Okay, I put that in. And it's saying your login information was incorrect, or the Internal Revenue Service does not have a 1099-G regarding your unemployment.
Did you receive any payments last year or what the last time you
Yeah.
filed?
Yeah, it was May was the last time I filed.
All right, so I would try using your current zip code.
Okay. Okay, I got it.
All righty.
Thank you so
Not a
much.
problem. Thank you, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.